Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, now we're going to check in with meteorologist Joe Lundberg at AccuWeather headquarters. Joe, good morning.
Good morning, Larry.
Looking at radar right now, we're kind of in a little drier period for the city, but we have experienced rain in the first day of fall. It's been a while. It started yesterday, but that stretch of dry weather was pretty incredible.
It was. You had to go back to June to have an above normal month in terms of precipitation across the area. So that's why we've seen the drought expand across the region. And it's pretty bad in some places. So that yesterday's rain was a nice little shot in the arm. And we're still going to see some showers and a thunderstorm over the next few days. I think it's, you know, somewhat more scattered in nature today. I mean, everybody's going to get at least some form of rain, but I don't think quite the downpours that we saw yesterday in the area. I do think, though, that there's another decent slug of rain that comes through tomorrow afternoon and into the first part of tomorrow night before things kind of settle down as we go into the day on Friday.
Yeah, and then peeking at the weekend, our first autumn weekend. A lot of people enjoying being outside, and it looks like that's going to cooperate.
I think so. I mean, I think Friday we'll start to see the drying process. Maybe there's a leftover shower. Saturday, some sunshine. I think more in the way of sunshine. And temperatures are going to be in the upper 70s to 80. And I'll tell you what, if you get a chance to go up into some of the higher elevations, you go up into Laurels, I bet you're going to find some nice color. I mean, I'm seeing it where I am. And you know, if you can do a travel maybe up through the Pennsylvania Grand Canyon, it should be spectacular views for the fall foliage. It's very early for this time of the year, but it's quite spectacular where it's come out.
And that said, how much rain do we anticipate overall this week, generally?
I would say another 1 to 2 inches of rain over the next 3 days. I know, so that's good. I mean, that's what we need. Unfortunately, here's the bad news. And I was just talking about it with Bernie Rainer on our TV network, and I was saying, enjoy the rain, because once we turn the spigots off on Friday, that's it. We're not going to get any rain, I think, for about another 7 to 10 day period after that.
Oh, wow. That's significant. All yep. Right, Joe, the leaf peepers, take heed in what Joe says.
That's my tip of the day.
All right, thanks. Appreciate you.
You're welcome.
Meteorologist Joe Lundberg at AccuWeather headquarters.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.